Welcome to Football Shootball with Golov, Karthik, and Shivas, and Arata Izumi.
You know, it feels like we've been doing this a lot. Once again, the voice you just heard was of Arata Izumi, one of the best players to grace the I-League. He played a few seasons in the ISL as well, and one of India's superstars in the early 2010s. Shivram and I know him from our college days in Pune. Arata, welcome to Football Shootball. We are big, big fans. Like, I know you have a massive fan following in this country. We are also big, big fans. I just want to start with a small story. It was when, I think, Shivram and I studied together in Symbiosis in Pune. And Balewadi was the closest ground to us. And I think we were commissioned to do a documentary on Pune Football Club. Mm-hmm. And that is when we came to the ground. And that is when we saw Arata Izumi. I think it was after your standout year in 2009-10. We came there in 2010. Mm-hmm. And we were like, wow, this guy is a superstar, is an absolute superstar. Once again, from all of us here, we are so, so, so glad to have you on the show. Welcome to Football for All once again. We will give you an entertaining time for an hour, or whatever time you can give us right now.
Thanks.
So how's it going? Are you in Mumbai now? How's it going with you, with your family? What's the scene like there? I know everything is shut down.
Yeah, so after this COVID thing happened, I came back to Pune with my family. I'm with my family last 1.5 months.
Oh, that's fantastic. But you're safe, your family's safe, you're all at
home? Yeah. All good, thanks.
Okay, excellent. So I think we'll start with your early days, because your Wikipedia page itself tells a story in itself. So you started playing football in Singapore, is that right?
Professional career, the proper professional contract, mm-hmm. yes. It was Singapore. But before that, I started my professional thing. I mean, I was with the reserve team in Japan, the first division club called Albirex Niigata at that time. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have that professional contract, but a so-called trainee I was. So if you count that, I was participating in their second division, reserve team game. So if mm-hmm. you count that, my career started in Japan before Singapore.
Yeah. So then you came into the S-League, and Shivram, I don't know if you know this, but there is an article I found yesterday. I think it's archived, and it says Arata Izumi is the fastest player in the S-League.
So really?
I think, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So how did that come about? How was that experience in Singapore?
Yeah, so it was the team which my club at that time sent to Singapore, the all young players for our experience. So we participated in Singapore League that year. And we were, the players are all Japanese, so, it was a little bit different experience, I must say. Not like, you are being foreigner playing nation country and blah, blah, blah. But, and the team is a Japanese team, so not much different that way. But of course, the atmosphere and everything is different compared to Japan and Singapore. So, yeah, it was a good experience. And also, of course, as I said, that was the first contract, professional contract with professional club. So my dream came true season.
Around what time, what age did you get your first professional contract? How old were you?
This was 2005, right? So now I'm 37. So how many, 15 years back?
Yeah, 15 years back. So that's 22. Yeah.
22,
wow. 23, somewhere there. Yeah, pretty late, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's the surprising part, because not many would look at a proper professional career in football when you're at that age. Gaurav, you keep saying the struggle is real. So this part will interest you, and Arata's struggle has been real, because after Singapore, you went back to Japan. I think you played for a club in the lower leagues while working a full-time job with the same club. Is that correct? Is Wikipedia right about this?
Yeah, it's correct. It's a Mitsubishi, car company, Mitsubishi.
Yeah, of course.
So that time, Japanese league was first division, second division, and after that, there's a JFL, Japanese Football League, which is a top amateur level. There was no mm-hmm. J3. As of today, there's a J3, which is another professional league. But that time, it was not there. So my team was participating in this JFL. So every JFL clubs with some of the company, maybe Toyota, maybe Hitachi, maybe whichever the Honda, whichever the big companies you can think of, definitely. So my club was one of it. And Mitsubishi was one of the team, and I was playing them. For them, and as well as I was working as in the factory of Mitsubishi, so I was covering the car.
Oh wow! That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, Gaurav, do you know it's called Toso? like a person who paints cars. Is that right? Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah. Wow.
I did research. I in fact, Arata, I had done some Japanese classes, which Shivram will attest to.
Yes. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I've already found an entry to put on Karthik's Wikipedia page whenever it comes.
Yeah, Karthik did his level 1 and level 2, right?
No, only the first level, yeah. Then a little laziness happened.
I think Wikipedia should have level 2 just for... And I just realized, and I did not mean this, I just realized I'm wearing my Tokyo t-shirt. I was in Japan earlier this year. And this, I did not mean to be, patronizing, but it just happened to be so.
Oh, that Sapre, that is so much of a lie, no? That he didn't plan this out.
Because I can only see the Tokyo part written. Only thing you can see on his t-shirt, nothing else. But that's all right.
But safe to say that is Shivram's. You were there, Shivram, on New Year's.
Yes, I was there on New Year's.
And that's your favorite holiday destination.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was brilliant. I love Japan. Beautiful place.
Which city? In Tokyo only?
Yeah, we spent all our 5 days in Tokyo. And we also went to Mount Fuji for one day. And it was absolutely spectacular.
Nice.
I don't think I can get enough of the ramen in Tokyo.
No, so that's lovely. But then, Arata, how does it happen that now you're playing in the Japanese Football League? This is 2006. How did the India move happen? I know that your father is Indian and your mother is Japanese. So, but then how did the move happen? How did you decide to come to this country?
So the thing is, when I was playing in Singapore, so-called agent spoke to me about Indian football. If I'm interested in come to India and play. But that time, I didn't know anything about Indian football. I couldn't find any information about Indian football. And of course, it was first year for me as a professional. So I was asking my seniors, my coaches, and everyone told me, basically, okay, better to be careful and do not believe so easily this and that. Now I understand what they mean to say, but that time, I'm just a newcomer and I didn't have much option to decide what is right and wrong. So I simply said, no, I'm not interested in. And same time, that time I was talking with other Singapore clubs, local clubs to sign for next season. So I was more interested in that part because my girlfriend was in Singapore, sort of thing.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So then I went back to Japan and I didn't have any club. I went to JD clubs for trial. That was not successful. And only Mitsubishi was there for my option. And that time, I was desperate to go back to professional career. Yeah. So I was really working on. I was sending emails, CV to video to all so-called FIFA agents that time. If you open FIFA.com, used to get the information. Yeah, so I tried every way possible, but not getting any good distinct response. And same guy, suddenly, same Indian guy spoke to me again. Where am I and what I'm doing, if I'm still interested in. Mm-hmm. And that was a kind of initiative from Indian side for me to decide to come to India.
But you ended up joining arguably one of the two biggest clubs in India. You came directly and you're in East Bengal. Did you know of them? Because... In India, East Bengal Mohun Bagan is arguably one of the greatest rivalries in the world, in fact. So did you know of the magnitude of the club that you were joining then, or did you only feel it once you came here?
No, obviously, I started to collect the information from this agent as well as and I started to speak to the club person. Obviously, I study about the club and I know the history of the club. I knew the supporters are crazy about the club and the biggest club in India. I knew all of this.
So it's also, you played in the last season of the National Football League, or what was then the National Football League, before it transitioned into the I-League. And I know during that season, I'm not sure, you would have played in the two Kolkata derbies, or at least one out of the two, both the East Bengal. So how were those matches like? Was that something, I'm sure that was something you had probably never experienced in your career so far in Singapore or in Japan?
Nah, no chance. I don't think you can experience that atmosphere in any other country. I mean, maybe Brazil, what is the stadium? I don't know the name of it.
Yeah. Well, Maracanã.
Right. Yeah. I think when I played at the derby, I think 80,000-90,000 people, I think. So it's not 1,20,000 so-called packed stadium. Uh-huh. So everyone told me it's better than compared to the other time. Then I was like, what? Is it better? Unbelievable. Seriously, just 1 meter. The distance, I can't hear anything because of the people were Oh,
yeah. The entire population of Singapore is 90,000.
If you are a football player, I'm sure you want to play that kind of game once in a lifetime. And I was really lucky to play that game. That though, we could win the game. After that, also, what I experienced, man. I mean, you know, kids is coming from left and right and center, you know. Everyone
has been amazing.
It's like poking me, but I'm like, I can't do anything. But still, I felt really super excited. I never forget that moment.
No, we can literally see it, no, Gaurav, on Arata's face right now. Also, it's been, 13, 14 years since that has happened, and the emotion is still there, like on his...
I can feel he's not telling us something that happened in that match. I don't know why. I think there's something that happened during the match which you are itching to tell us, but you can't tell us for some reason. I'm not going to push you. But how was that experience? Were you told beforehand that this is the kind of experience it's going to be, and you know, you had to play through that, or was it just something that you weren't expecting at all?
No, I mean, my approach was same as a professional. I just took it one of the game, but I know, no matter how much I was told that this game is special, till you get into the game, you don't know what actually the meaning of them, right? Of course, they experience, so they know, but I don't know. But it was something totally different than what I experienced in that game. Full of excitement, full of, you know, in between, you know, Derby, how it is. We forget football, right? After that, we become bum, 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 bum. So which is great. I mean, you know, football is all about passion, right? In the end, you know, we talk about tactical, this, that. But, you know, come on, man. Sometimes it's good to play, like, bum, 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 bum. And, I could see that fire from all players, especially local players, you know, Bengali.
That's personally my brand of football, so I really like that.
that shows the love of football, the potential of this country, and I feel really good to see that.
So now tell us one thing. Now, you spent one season at Bengal in the final season of the National Football League. Interestingly, guys, this was also Sunil Chhetri's breakout season for JCT. I think he was voted player, one of the player of the seasons at JCT during that last season of the National Football League.
Oh, sweet.
Then Arata, you switched to Mahindra, correct? You played in Mumbai. So how do transfers happen in the Indian system? We're guessing it's not like in the European system where there's a fee, or is it in a very similar manner?
No, not at all. It was interesting. I don't know how much I can talk. So that year, both in Club de Goa, with Churchill Brothers, and Mohammedan Sporting, and East Bengal and Mahindra. So these are the clubs which I was talking with. So I wanted to stay with East Bengal, obviously. But sometimes the negotiation doesn't go right in this way, that way. So first, I had to choose one of four clubs, whatever it is. And I simply decided whichever gives me the most, which was Mahindra United. And at that time, you know, Mahindra United was one of the best clubs in India, most like kind of trusted club, in terms of management, in terms of a lot of things. So I thought that was also interesting, and that they were offering me for 2 years. That also was suiting with what I was looking for. So
that's fantastic.
Was great for me. So
Just to give you some context, both Shivram and Gaurav sit in Mumbai, Bombay, and I'm from Bangalore. So was Mumbai a lure also for you? Because Mahindra is based there. You can play at the Cooperage. Was that a lure, like, to go? Because Mumbai is arguably the city to live in if you're coming to India, right? Like, everyone would have told you, you have to go to Bombay. Was that a lure?
No, that knowledge was not there. No? I didn't know anything about Mumbai. Yeah.
Wow, that's surprising. I thought everyone would usually always say, go to Bombay.
Yeah. I tell you, when I came to India, I couldn't speak English. No? So probably people told me, but I could not understand people. literally, I couldn't speak.
So did you pick up the language while you were in India?
From Singapore, but definitely in India. After meeting my wife, that was everything. Otherwise, I could not speak English. So
But we must say your English is damn good.
It's pretty good.
No, thanks.
You I didn't know that. I thought like you may have learned in Japan, like Shivram, or in Singapore as well. Yeah, but no, anyway, and you won the Durant Cup with Mahindra, is that correct? Was that your first professional trophy in your professional career? It would have been, right?
I believe so, yes.
So how was that feeling? Now every athlete, at the end of the day, we want to win. So how was that when you're finally, you've reached the stage of where you can go and you can lift a trophy? I'm sure that feeling for any professional sportsman must be like unparalleled, especially when it's your first.
The thing is, it was great. I was happy, but it's a Dylan Cup, you know what? all due respect, it's a huge tournament, and it's a really historical tournament, and it's a fantastic tournament. But of course, the target is always ID. That time, the Federation Cup. You know, so it was kind of prepared moment, right? We are preparing for the I-League or the Federation Cup. So the excitement was there, but like, okay, good. That kind of excitement, not like we made it I made it, or like we, I don't know, other players, I don't know what.
So Shivram, you know what Arata is saying? Like, this is like when Arsenal celebrated the FA Cup, the Emirates Cup. Yeah, though the Emirates Cup, not with the FA Cup.
This is exactly what I to say. I'm an Arsenal fan, and Sapre is Gaurav is a Manchester United fan, and Karthik is a Fulham fan. So let me just repeat that. He's a Fulham fan. I'm not sure if you heard it right the first time.
But so anyway, we'll go to now. Arguably, what at least what we consider, and I'm sure what you consider, it's very close to your heart, the best moments of your career. Now, in 2009, you switched to Pune Football Club. You and I think Coach Derek Pereira also went there at the same time, and I'm guessing it was part of him going there that you also moved to the club. How did that come about?
Again, a lot of things has to be off the record if I have to talk the story about this. So best not to talk, I guess. But it wasn't like every newspaper, every media said Derek coach went, so Arata went. That was the story. But it was not. Okay. Trust me, it was not.
Okay.
At least that myth is busted, which is good to know.
But you know, player, coaches, sometimes there's a bam, 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 right? Happy moment, unhappy moment. It's normal, professional. Yeah. But after that, anyway, we became together again from Mahindra to
Correct.
And I think we had a great 4 years together. I think we could have achieved something bigger than that. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we could not. But I think we tried our best. Derek coached me, some of the senior coaches, Banky, maybe Foreigner, then Tufu.
This was the same time Chirag Tanna was at Pune FC, right?
Of course. Chirag was always there. He was always nice to me. I mean, he is nice to me. And Dr. Ashok, nice gentleman. Everyone was they love football, man. They love football. Mm-hmm.
I think Chirag built Pune from the ground up, right? And then he's now with Reliance?
Yeah, he's with Reliance now. He's a nice guy, though. Very gentle guy.
So, and it was the first season at Pune Football Club where you really, really made your name. I think that there were like plenty of goals, plenty of assists in that season of the I-League. I'm sure you were voted in the team of the year. I think goal.com named you the best player of that season as well. And that was a breakout season. And following that season, it was when I think both Shivram and I joined college in Pune. And when we came to Pune Football Club, and like, you guys, you need to see this player. Did the talk of you playing, switching nationalities and playing for India start then?
Actual process started 2011, I think. If I'm not wrong. Did I change 2013 or 12?
Yes.
It means that I started my process 2012. But
in terms of your own mindset, like...
So this was a little bit a tricky one. So since I came to India 2007, live for East Bengal, so there was already talk around me that if Arata is eligible to play for Indian national team or not. But I was PIO that time.
Correct.
So no one knew that the PIO can play or not. And of course, in fact, you cannot play as a PIO, but you have to be citizen of India. Yeah? So then the talk was always there, but when it's 2012, right? 2011, I think a PIO quota is gone from my league, and I played as a foreigner 1 year. And after that, my agent that time, the British guy, he told me if I want to think about changing my citizenship seriously to play for India. So that was the thing that I actually started to think, to find out the process, how to do and whatsoever.
Yeah, and also at this stage, I think even in India, we were There was a lot of talk even before you that whether Michael Chopra can come and play for India. I think he was playing the Premier League at that time. So this was at a time where I don't know. I mean, it's probably rude to say, but there was this obsession of getting someone who has a foreign background to come and play for the country. So there was a lot of talk. I think Michael Chopra was one. There was Vikas Dorasu who had done well a few World Cups ago. He was doing well in Europe also at that time for Lyon. So there was a lot of talk of whether these guys will come to India. And you were the first. So it took you, I think, a couple of years to get your citizenship in place. And I think India doesn't allow dual citizenship. Is that correct?
No,
so you have to give up your Japanese passport and take an Indian passport. And then you finally, I think, the 2013 played for the national team. It was under Wim Kovermans. How does that call-ups happen? Like, does he literally take up the phone, pick up the phone and say, Arana, you're in? Or you read it online like the rest of us? How does that happen?
No, brother. Everyone thinks about... I was expecting some dramatic call-up from the national team, but nothing like that. One day I woke up, I just went through AIFF website, I saw my name in the next camp, I'm like, what?
Wow!
Okay. This way I have to come to know. I was hoping that someone called me in Darata
U.S. Yeah, this is like my exam results.
That's my honor. Something like that. But still, it was nice. I mean, when coach was really nice to call me up.
And then you were in that entire 2013 season for India. You were a constant, I think, in the national team. And of course, there was that famous, or shall I say, infamous SAF championships, where what I remember going in, we went as favorites because we were defending champions. But I think the moment the game started happening, Afghanistan looked like a really good side. Let's be honest, they did look good from the start, and India then lost to Afghanistan in the final, in a big final. For us, obviously, at that age, we're not journalists as we are now, and we were observing it as fans. So there was a lot of I think angst towards the Indian team, like we're falling down rather than going up. Was that the feeling in the camp as well?
I'm not so sure, but of course, I mean. Simply, Afghanistan was a good team. We played. We tried our best, but they were better. The goalkeeper, wow, what a fantastic goalkeeper! Yeah, some of imagine Amiri, he played for in India, man. He played ESL. So there you are. Tell me, which Indian player is playing in other Asian country as a foreign player?
Yeah, no,
but it's true.
Yeah,
that itself shows everything, isn't it? Yeah, so I understand some expectation towards the senior Indian national team. And I'm very much supportive of Indian national. I myself play for India, and I love this country. I love the team. But, you know, you got to be able to think logically. That South Cup also against Maldives also, we struggled like a hell. They had one super striker, number 7. I don't know his name. I think number 7. What a striker, and one midfielder. I was man-to-man to him, the dread hair, big hair. Very good midfielder, but you don't find that kind of player. But somehow, as a team, you know, what best in India football that time was we work really hard. I mean, everyone work really hard. We see their game, they work really hard, isn't it?
They
really work hard. Yeah, why? Because we are not as good as other countries' players. As simple as that. Yeah, but that hard working is there. So somehow we made it to finals, but the finals opponent was slightly better. So that's all.
So you use that hard work to make up for maybe if another player is more talented than you are. And it works. And to be fair, we were discussing this the other day also, the three of us. In the Asian Cup, it worked for us for 1.5 games. And then in the 2019, and then the next 1.5 games, it obviously didn't. Like, if you count as that, it didn't. And unfortunately, we were knocked out.
I love the honesty, though. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
So, Arata, so in this entire national team experience, you played around, but was it about 9 to 10 games for the country over that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
over that year and a half. So how was the entire experience? Something you regret, maybe that you didn't join the national team sooner, or you couldn't. Not that you didn't, because obviously you couldn't. So
if I have one regret, then I didn't make myself, I didn't prepare myself well to be part of national team. The gravity of being national team player was something far bigger than what I was imagining, you know?
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you think about it, man. I can't even speak Hindi, man. Come on. You know, it's if I have to look back to it, I don't know why I didn't study my Hindi. You know, that itself shows this is a team game. And if you want to get into the team, you got to be gel with others in, you know, on and off the pitch. That's exactly what I tell my boys. But, you know, I was maybe too busy with changing citizenship. You know, a lot of things are going on probably. If I have to regret, that is the only thing that I can regret. But otherwise, the experience with national team, the management with the players, of course, Chetri, Mangi, Nandi, Paul. I mean, fantastic boys, man, Nabi. They accepted me pretty well. And we were having a good time, you know. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's fantastic, fantastic experience for me. Yeah.
It's a heartwarming really story, if anything. That. Yeah, I really appreciate that you also, you know, are able to share this. And because, like I said, this hasn't happened before, it's really special for us.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. I think we'll take a minute to try to think about what Arata is when he played for India. If you haven't seen some of his games, just go look it up. I'm sure you'll find it in some corner of YouTube. It's always there. Everything is there online. But we'll just be back after this. So welcome back to Football Shootball. We are with the Arata Izumi, an Indian football superstar from the late 2000s and the early 2010s. We're talking about now, we'll get into Arata's best parts of his career when he was at Pune Football Club. And here is, I'm assuming, Arata, that this was your crowning moments in 2009-10 when you were arguably the best player in the league. In 2012-13, y'all came so heartbreakingly close. Was it second where Pune FC finished that season?
Yeah, you came so close.
And I think a lot of people, and you lost to, I think, Churchill. And I think a lot of people. And I think a lot of people thought that maybe y'all deserve to be champions. Y'all played some of the best football.
Yeah.
But I think the Churchill ended up drawing more games than you. That was pretty much why they won. But just give us an overall view on how your experience at Pune Football Club comes across.
Yeah, I mean, definitely I played in quite a lot of clubs. But one of the most professional side, I mean, I must say the management who was there. Yeah, first year we were expected kind of, I mean, we had a good team. That was the first year in the first division in AFC, right? Just came up from second division. And we had quite a high hope about us. And I think we were playing good. But somehow we started, I think, 8 draw continuously or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And of course, in the end, we were in a good position, but not as much as what we expected. But personally, I played pretty well. And then the second year, third year, fourth year, we always had a good team, but somehow we could not win the titles. That is the biggest setback for us, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? Arata, you obviously won't know this, but we spoke to Joe Morrison, who's the presenter on 10 Sports for the Champions League. So we spoke to him in our previous episode too, in the two previous episodes. Yeah. So he was our guest and he's a Newcastle fan. And when he was talking about Newcastle, those periods where they just missed out on the Premier League, Puri seems extremely similar. So listener, if you're listening in, go listen to the previous episode as well and listen to the Arata episode as well. Like, do all four back-to-back. But it was very, very similar. And they played some awesome attacking football that you guys did as well. But I want to touch upon one thing. And now this is, I know, personal to you, but you had one of the best, I think, moments of your life. I think you met your wife at Pune FC and nothing can beat that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, lucky me.
Yeah, lucky you.
So,
So what's her name? She was, I think, the physio there, right?
Yeah, so she was with under-19 team. So it was first year, 2009 itself, right? So I was injured and the senior team's physio was busy with other commitments or whatever. And I was sent to her and
yeah, that's nice. And you hit it off. So the one thing, I like that you mentioned the under-19 team because we went actually to the youth academy.
Yep.
And I don't think at that stage we had ever expected a youth academy to be so professional in India.
Mm.
Like it was awesome. So in fact, you mentioned the senior team physio. I forget his name, but he was our contact at Pune FC. If you can, what was his name?
And now
he
works. Tarek.
Yeah. And he works in England now, correct?
He's at Chelsea, I think, now.
He doesn't?
No. Thalik is here only. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then I think we're getting confused with the people. But anyway, we went there to the youth academy. This was somewhere on the outskirts of Pune again, even further than Balewadi.
I forget the name.
But it was an awesome setup. That club had something going for it.
Yeah, I think it was simple to have that much of a youth setup. And it was showing the right way to Indian football. Really unfortunate that club has to be shut down.
I know, and this, I think a friend of football, Shootball, asked this question. And I think you know him as well, Devangan Basu. So I'll tell him you said hi. So he told me that you have to ask Arata this. He's like, what? And I know that he loves the city of Pune, considering you're there right now. Do you feel a certain sense of sadness that Pune doesn't have a football club anymore? The ISL club currently does not exist. It's gone off to Jamshedpur. So Pune football club has shut down. Pune City FC does not exist. Does it hurt a bit that the city does not have a football culture as such?
Yeah, and I don't believe Pune doesn't have footballing culture. But just the clubs could not sustain, I guess. But the Pune FC, I think, tried their best. I mean, the club which was engaging with local supporters, you know, schools and everything, I think put a lot of effort in that. But to be honest, I didn't see much from other Pune clubs. Of course, Shivajians have a great name in Pune. From beginning, but that was another unfortunate case because of lots of things happened, you know what. Pune City also tried their best, I believe, but I think Pune City could have done better, I think, in terms of, like, you know, gathering more for them.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I go to Outsurkas or Pune for football tournament and all, you see the park, not a stadium, but a small ground, but it's packed by, you know, local people. They love football, man. But I think we could not gather all those people, so it looks like Pune doesn't have football culture, I know. But I believe there's a lot of culture in Pune, and yes, I feel sad that there's no football club. But I'm hoping probably some of the investors are listening to this, and probably they are ready to put some money into
it. We hope so too.
So I remember when we were in college, Shivram is a Punekar. I mean, he's a Delhiite, but he used to live in Pune.
Yep.
So I remember in college when we were in Pune, Shivram and I wanted to start a football club then.
Please. Yeah, here you go. Coach,
of course.
Absolutely.
You get a coach and a physio. See?
Yeah, see?
Oh, yeah.
My God.
One fuck. Yeah, fuck it.
Okay, so that's awesome. On that happy note, we'll end episode one. We'll come back with Arata next week again for episode two. Again, once again, thank you for listening to Football Shootball. See you next week.
So if you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are at IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I'm Fickleberry Hun on Twitter and Instagram. That's Huckleberry Finn, but fickle.
And if you want to reach out to me, I am Sapre on Twitter and G Sapre on Instagram.
You can reach out to me at iRant, which is IYERANT on Twitter and Instagram. This is Football Shootball. Recognize.